here at the International Poultry Expo and also the International Feed Expo. I'm at the Novus booth. With me is Nasser Odetala. And what's your title, please?
I'm the product manager for enzymes and probiotics at Novus.
Well, and our topics that we're going to discuss this morning are poultry diet cost optimization as well as amino acid optimization. The theme of Novus here and for this year is changing the game. Let's talk specifically first about poultry diet cost optimization. How is this game changing for the poultry industry?
Poultry diet cost has always been one of the major concerns for the producer, specifically the poultry producer, because of the fact that, for example, in broiler diet formulation, in certain parts of the world, that the cost of the diet itself is more than 70% of the cost of production overall of the live animal. In the U.S., this number could be anywhere between 55% to 60%, depending on the location in the country and the source of the grains. So it's always been a major game for the poultry industry to optimize their diets, that they feed, so that they maximize their profit or their net, or not to lose anything, especially after such economic times. And in the last few years, however, the prices of feed ingredients, whether it's soybean meal, corn, or other feed ingredients, had skyrocketed for almost a year, then dropped a little bit, but it's still, today's prices are almost double the prices that were 3-4 years ago, which means that this is an everlasting effect for the poultry producer and, of course, the end user, which is the customer. So the producer has to make sure to optimize their diet. Optimizing the diet does not necessarily mean having a cheap diet. They have to make sure to meet the nutrient requirements of the individual animal and to make sure that they provide the efficient nutrients needed for optimum growth. Now, with growing competition globally, this becomes a major task for the feed formulation, for people that do the formulations, and for the different software that do the diet formulation. Traditionally, this game, in a sense, if we can call it a game, it's really an exercise for the nutritionists and to formulate their diets, had been just choosing different suppliers, making sure that the nutrient content of these feed ingredients is what they say it is. And now that is not enough nowadays, because you really need to save more in a diet formulation. So what many options are available, but we had chose is to provide basically all of our team have what we call the playbook. And looking at the playbook, there are themes that a salesperson or a marketing person could choose per specific situation of that specific producer in that specific country. We know that somebody producing chicken in Bangladesh is not going to be faced with the same challenges as someone in Utah. So we have to take that into consideration and direct our people to focus only on their region and to what their needs are. So basically, we have more than one option, and we have certain feed additives that would actually minimize the cost of the feed, whether by reducing the energy of the diet and adding an enzyme that would release the trapped energy in the feed. And by doing so, you're actually adding less cost of energy by adding the enzyme. Same thing applies to proteases, which are basically enzymes to help the producer use less protein, optimize the use of these proteins while being sustainable to the environment as well as the society. They're also being sustainable for us as a company in economics, because each successful business has to be profitable. So basically, using a protease, you're reducing the protein in the diet, which means the animal eats less nitrogen, less protein, there's less challenge on the digestive system. The enzyme helps release all that nitrogen to the animal, making the animal utilize all the nitrogen, basically using the same exact amount as if the protein is the same, then releasing less nitrogen into the environment, which is sustainable for the environment because we don't want too much nitrogen or phosphorus to be emitted.
Well, let's talk now about amino acid optimization. What does that mean? How does Novus help with that?
Amino acids are a major component of a poultry diet. Well, actually, swine diet as well, or other species. Proteins are the major building block of a living animal. And in addition to maintaining their bodies, they need to grow. And then they need to grow in a way that they use only a certain amount of amino acids. The amino acids are not found in all protein sources in the same proportion. So soybean meal would have a different profile of amino acids than fish meal would, different than what blood meal would, meat and bone meal, poultry meal, feather meal. Each one of them has a different amino acids content. Our job is to try and help the feed industry and the animal industry, poultry industry specifically for now, in basically using these feed ingredients that may have more amino acids than they've been utilized for. In other words, some people use, for example, even the best utilized, most efficient ingredients, soybean meal. Well, soybean meal has higher digestibility, but why should I not have a complete digestibility? I'm using soybean meal, it's 90% digestible when it comes to amino acids. Why shouldn't that be 100%? So how do we relate the amino acid digestibility, to the feed ingredient digestibility? Is mainly by focusing on the amino acids for two main reasons. Number one, most formulators do formulate according to digestible amino acids. It's been the trend now for over a decade. While I remember 20 years ago, that really was not much of a point. They just used to formulate based on true amino acids. And if you go 50 or 60 years ago, nobody even cared about amino acids. They used to formulate based on crude protein. So as we advance and as we become more efficient, we have to pay attention to that. Now, how does Novus deal with that? We have more than one option which we help our producers with. And again, it depends on the specific situation of the poultry producer or the feed producer and where they're located at and the source of feed, which is very important. Now, what you would call as a producer of soybean meal, for example, what you claim is a 48% crude protein with such and such amino acids, when it goes to the lab and gets analyzed, may not come back with what it's been said, which is normal because the variation among crops is high. So we have to minimize that for number one. And number two, we have to meet the digestible amino acid profile requirements for the different species, whether it's a broiler, which is totally different at week one than week six, and then different than an 8-week-old layer chicken, different than a broiler breeder chicken, different than swine and others. So we could use a feed additives, enzymes again for proteases. What it does is we take the approach of the specific person, whether it's a feed producer or a poultry producer. Okay, I want to improve my growth performance, but I don't really pay too much attention to my diet cost-wise if it is translated into growth performance. So we have an option for them where they actually could optimize and gain more and improve the feed conversion ratio. So the net result, they're actually saving in their feed, but not up front. So they add the enzyme up front, which seems to be an increased cost, but when they calculate the feed conversion at the end, it's actually cheaper. And the reason why this continues to be, it's been on for like 10 to 20 years. The reason why this is a very important one for different world countries, not necessarily the U.S. and the developed countries, but this becomes very important for developing countries. The reason for that is the strains of animals that they use are still not up to, you know, the industry standards. The ingredients that they use, by the time they get it, it's usually imported. It takes months in the boat and months of storage. It loses some of its nutrient values, including vitamins and minerals, in addition to even leaching other essential nutrients. So adding that enzyme on top of the diet actually helped them regain some of that. In addition to that, they're challenged with so much of the environment challenges that restrains the growth of their bird. So adding these enzymes help release that and help overcome these environmental challenges.
All right, thank you very much, Nasser, here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo at the Novus booth. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.